response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about heroes. Because there was just a list.
I can be your hero, baby.
Every time. Underrated song.
Oh, every time this comes up, I forget he's going to do that.
I can wipe away your tears.
Why can't I remember which band that is?
It's Enrique Iglesias.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I right? was not thinking
yeah,
that.
It is. Yeah. Very good.
But what about...
He sings it much better than I do.
Make me a hero to save us.
That's what I was thinking of. That is... Shoot. I don't know.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Nickelback. There's also... I can't do the voice, but the There Goes My Hero one.
There goes my hero. Yeah. God, foo.
That, oh, it was foo. Okay. I love that one.
Oh, what
There's
a great
also,
song.
I need a hero to save my... Skillet. Okay.
I was doing, I'm old enough for a hero to the end of the night.
Let's just do Hero. Yeah. Is that the one from Shrek 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Is that Bonnie Raitt? Is that who that one was?
I don't know. It's the grandmother in Shrek 2.
Yeah, the fairy god. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's not what we're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Please stop calling with your hero songs.
Okay.
We're doing, like, if you've done something heroic, here's the thing. We just want to hear heroic stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to call and go, there I was, and the Fly for Life crew came and pulled me out of... But it's... People just love to tell the story of when they were heroic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you were the Fly for Lifer and you rappelled down and got somebody, it's because celebrities, somebody's compiled a list of celebrities who were heroic.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that really sprung out to me, and I could see myself being this stupid, was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Saved Elizabeth Shue, who I think is so beautiful. He saved Elizabeth Shue's life when they were filming Cocktail. She was the love interest in Cocktail because there was a scene where there's like a helicopter there or whatever.
Okay.
And she's just chatting with somebody and kind of walking. And he's like, she's walking straight for the rotor in the rear. That
dude.
Rear rotor, if you're like not familiar, you're like, you can't see it.
Oh.
Because it's spinning and you're just like, doo-doo-doo. He physically ran and tackled her.
Wow.
Put her on the ground. And she's like, what the what? And he's like, hello?
You're about to walk in.
You wouldn't get hurt.
You would die.
Immediately in tiny little chunks for all your fellow movie actors.
That would be
actors.
Horrific to
horrific
watch.
On the set of a... Yes. And it happens more often than you think, I think.
Oh, that just gave me the chills.
Yeah. Ew.
But she's
this
just
is
not
why
thinking.
I don't do helicopters,
never,
by the way.
I've never been on
it's
one.
It's not for me. I'm not interested.
I agree.
I'm really interested. But I don't want to. I know that the rotor thing is there.
Yeah, I'm going to go so far around it. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I would come from the front of the helicopter.
Yeah.
Kobe ended helicopters for me.
Took the words out of my mouth. Yeah.
Kind of true.
No way.
And I was living in LA at the time.
Oh.
So it was like, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, Tom Cruise, hero.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio was on his boat in 2019. Some
he
other
always
boat.
Is on his boat.
I know, with a 25-year-old,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
when he 26 is when he boots him.
I believe
old?
So, yeah.
Some man on a different boat went overboard, and Leo spotted him in the water and saved him.
You imagine you're already so like, where am I? What's happening? That's Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, what's going on? I'm so out of it.
I must have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Leo actually threw a door into the water.
No, he didn't. I would say I was a hero once.
Oh my God, pull up a chair, everyone. Erica has a story.
I was working at my first ever job. It was a little retail store in like the downtown of where I grew up. And, you know, all the stores in those downtowns are like connected. You share walls.
Yeah, like a strip mall, yeah.
And yeah, but like it's like a proper little like downtown section.
You just didn't want it to be called a strip mall, huh?
It's just not. I'm trying to explain. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like there's a road and then there's stores on either side.
Okay.
And suddenly a woman comes running in the door and is like, call 911. And I'm like, huh? And a man, it was a jewelry store next door, and a man came running in and had, I believe, a knife, and he kind of went for her husband, and she was in a position to run out instead of going to get her husband. So she ran out to me. I called 911.
She abandoned her
And
husband.
I believe she went and pulled the door shut. So the guy then tried to get out knowing people were coming, and he was locked inside. So really, she was the hero. But
locked
I did
inside
call
with her husband?
I believe he got away. He might have gone for a punch.
I'll be back.
What's crazy about this is a lot of these stores had like secret connections to each other in the back. So then I'm pooping my pants thinking this man's going to come for me through a back entrance, but he did not.
Were you hiding?
No, I was just at the counter.
All right. I like that though. That's a good, you're heroic.
Yeah.
She was heroic and I was secondary heroic.
If you are a hero or have a great hero story, we'd love to hear from you. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
I don't think I have ever saved a human or helped a human, but I have saved countless animals.
Never helped a human at all.
Going strong.
Not in a heroic way. Nothing to like write home about, but like the amount of lost dogs that I've just like put
you
in my car.
You are the person who will just pull over.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a cat recently?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've tried and I like, this is why I stopped. I know we're doing hero stories, but you inspired me.
Mm.
And it was like, if Aaron can do it, I saw a dog like running on a street that's really busy. It's like four lanes wide.
I hate that.
And I'm like, it's on the sidewalk or whatever, but I'm like, this dog is whatever. So I pull over, jump out of my car, go running for the dog. And it's like, well, I don't like that. And went into the street. And I'm like, that's it. He didn't get hit. But I'm like, I just made it. He was running on the sidewalk. And I made
and
it.
Scared
and
him.
I was like, he's like, whoa, scary man on the sidewalk. I'll take the semi truck.
You know that sometimes you're supposed to run the opposite way from them and they'll chase
you? They'll chase you. They think it's a game.
Diabolical. Yeah. Really?
How Swanson is if you're trying to catch him.
You just go, catch me. And you start.
What?
The last pair that I got, I think I sent you guys a picture. I literally pulled over, opened the door and said, do you want to go for a ride? And one hopped in. I was like, great.
Yes, ma'am.
That's kind of heroic.
That dog has bad parents.
Yeah.
Have you done anything heroic?
No, I have not. But my friend, one of my best friends growing up, he's in the Air Force. So what better person to help out?
Sure.
But he was driving once late at night and saw a car crash and the car caught on fire.
Whoa.
And so he pulled over and actually pulled somebody out.
He saw a barbecue and got involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And he watched the crash as well.
Yeah. And because of his training, his fortitude, like just everything about him, didn't even think. I know, Aaron, you have a brother in there.
Yeah.
Like, didn't even think. You know, he's
so instinctual.
Instinct. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Where I would weigh imbalance like a lot of stuff before. I'd be like, I would just probably run up to the house and then run away from it.
Yeah.
Or run up to the car and be like, chase me. Chase me. Yeah. See if the people in the car are like, oh, let's get out of here.
They might.
It's on fire. Let's go get that guy who's running.
He's running away. Yeah.
So we want people who are better than us to call it. That's what we're looking for.
And I really want your story to be told like this. You're like, there I was.
Good. Good.
All right, heroes. 303-222-5423.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, TX back there trying to get people to stop calling in with their hero songs.
Right.
We're just looking for your actual heroic moments. Did I have one? I don't have one. I've never really been sad. Selena?
Yeah.
Yay.
Hero.
So
I dropped my pen. Did somebody be a hero and grab my pen?
Oh my gosh.
Hack's getting it.
I work in the healthcare system and I actually caught a 15-year-old being sexual trafficked.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about?
Missing half of her finger. And when I was like, what's going on? She was like, oh, I got an STD. And no 15-year-old would miss a finger because of an STD. Well, it turns out that her dad, like, figure that was around us was the pimp and trying, yeah.
That was his way of gaining control over her or something? It's like, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to cut fingers off?
I honestly don't know that much into it. I just,
what?
Yeah, something was off.
And you, like, reported it quietly
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. Also, you're already in the healthcare system. Like, you're already a hero.
Wow.
But that's beyond.
Maybe.
So your gut, oh my God, because you could have just believed her.
Right.
And been like,
well,
whatever.
It's actually funny. I used to be a correctional officer for 7 years before I went into the healthcare system. So I kind of have, like, training what to look for and all that.
Yeah. Oh my God. So then was she so relieved when law enforcement showed up?
She was definitely scared.
Yeah.
Apparently she was like from Iowa, but she's been missing since she was 11.
Oh, and how old was she when you saw her?
15.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Where in Iowa?
Okay.
Okay. That is amazing. Thank you for the call, Selena.
Wow.
True hero.
The parents were like, wait, she's not dead?
Right.
Oh, my God. Peggy?
Yes.
Hero.
Yay.
Yay. What's your hero story?
So we were on, my ex-husband and I, actually, we were on our honeymoon, and we were in Greece and at the beach, and he thought it would be fun to go jumping off of the cliffside into the water. And I said, well, I'm not going to go because that's just too high for me. And I don't know how high it was. He thinks it was like 50 feet. I think it was like 30. But anyway, I just went down to a lower rock. I said, I'll meet you down at the water. And so I went down and waited. You know, there's a bunch of people lined up. And he finally took his turn. He went in. And he didn't come up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, wait a minute. What? And I'm just looking. I'm panicking. And he finally surfaced very slowly, and he says, babe, I can't feel my feet. My legs are done. I'm paralyzed. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I am a pretty strong swimmer, but we were really pretty far from shore, but there was no choice. We had to get him in. So I just got him and hauled him into the shore.
Why? What happened to his back?
He probably hit the bottom.
So he snapped his back. It was a lumbar, I think. No, it was a T something in the middle. But they said that the doctor said when he had the surgery, when we got back home, that it's the most common break amongst pilots who eject. And then they, they go down with a parachute, but they land on their butt because they're sitting in a chair.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So he didn't stiffen his body straight like an arrow. He went kind of just like a loose sitting position, sort of. And it snapped his back the minute he hit the water.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That's okay. And then, dude, trying to kick your way back up to the surface when you're like, he had to get back to the surface, arms only.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's what took so long. That's why it took him forever. I was just
that is terrifying.
Coming up.
I am no longer having fun. Yeah. a trafficked child and a.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy. Dia.
Hi.
What's your hero story?
So I was at a party, and a girl drank too much and had alcohol poisoning. Oof. I called the ambulance despite nobody wanting me to because they were worried about cops. These drunk dinguses wanted to carry her down a flight of steep stairs.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no. If somebody's got alcohol poisoning, you got to get her help. She needs, like, charcoal or whatever, right? They do something with her.
What it is.
It was not good.
But you saved her? You got the ambulance there?
Yes, and I talked to her later. She actually met with her, and she's like, there was a random person I didn't know. And she's like, yeah, you saved my life. They ended up pumping my stomach, and they said if I wouldn't have gotten help, I would have died because her levels were that high.
Okay. Wow. Scary.
Thank you for the call. Dude, why are these so much harder today?
I don't know. I like, she, like, did she call those guys dinguses?
Yeah.
She called them something of the sort.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that, actually.
L?
Hi.
Hero, what's your story?
Yes, I saved my friend's baby from drowning and school trauma.
What? How?
So we were sitting at the pool with her four kids. The four kids were all in the water. We were laying on lounge chairs. And we're chatting, and the older kids are kind of supposed to be watching the one-year-old that's in a ring at the edge of the pool. And they aren't really watching. And so out of the corner of my eye, I'm watching the kid is keeps bouncing up and down in the ring. And all of a sudden, the kid just puts his arm straight over his head and slips to the bottom of the pool.
Mm. Yep.
And none of the kids noticed. The mom didn't notice. And I just walk over really casually, jump in the pool, pull the kid up, put it back in the ring without making a fuss. And it took about a minute for it to click in. And she goes, did you just pull him off the bottom of the pool? And I said, yes. But I didn't want the kid to get freaked out. Or anybody
the
else.
Last kid for that mom. Or, yeah.
I've been meaning to thank you, Elle. That was.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.